This is Drew Mackey, and you're listening to Singing Mountain. Hearing this episode, no thanks whatsoever to Super Mario Odyssey, and I mean that in two ways. For one, Super Mario Odyssey arrived in late October, and that's kind of one of the reasons I didn't end up putting out a new episode of Singing Mountain in November. Apologies. Everyone is talking about Super Mario Odyssey's Metro Kingdom, which has skyscrapers and a big city feel the likes of which we haven't ever really seen in a Mario game before. But that's not actually what inspired this episode. New Donk City is very cool, but the idea for this episode came to me when I was doing my Spooky Mario episode back in October, when I talked about Mario Kart 64 and how that game's Toad Turnpike theme is one of the video game tracks that has managed to stick with me all these years. I thought about Toad's Turnpike and why I like it so much, and I realized it represented this cool, low-key Metropolis music that was not only good, but maybe a not-so-famous type of video game music. Chilled-out city music. Night city music. Skyscraper Nocturne. I'm not sure exactly what to call it, but this episode is all about it. What you're going to hear in this episode is a weird mishmash of music that comes from video games that have these big city night scenes, but also soundtracks that come from other video games that maybe don't have these scenes, but do have music that sort of fits, context or no context. Also, this episode is going to be radio DJ style, which means I'll be playing blocks of music at a time with a little intro or outro on either end, but otherwise more meaty chunks of music. It's a first for this podcast, and you'll have to let me know how it works. The first music block comes from Nintendo titles, and don't worry, this will actually be a fairly Nintendo light episode. We're starting with that major Mario Kart 64 Toad's Turnpike theme by Kenta Nagata, but followed by tracks from F-Zero, Wario Land Shake It, and even a beta track from the original Super NES Mario Kart. Enjoy. That last track was by Ryoichi Yoshitomi and is from WarioWare, but specifically the Pioro minigame. Pioro is a weird frog-pigeon hybrid thing, and I think should be better represented in the larger Nintendo cavalcade of characters, but that's just me. If you've lived your life without so far knowing about Pioro, hit the SoundCloud page and you'll see exactly what this rather obscure, semi-Mario-related character looks like. But before we move on, about that Mario Kart track. You probably could have picked it out because it sounds exactly like a Mario Kart track, specifically Soyo Oka's amazing music for that original Super NES Mario Kart. What you heard was the theme for the Vanilla Lake stages in a beta version of that game, and sometime before the final release, the music got replaced with what we eventually got. I think that's probably for the best. The track doesn't completely fit with the rest, but I feel like it's a perfect fit for this episode. I heard that track, by the way, thanks to an excellent episode of the Super Mercado Brothers Video Game Music Podcast. They had one all about racing games in particular, and they dug that up. I did not know there were beta tracks for the original Mario Kart. If you want to hear that episode, and you should because it's good, again, check the SoundCloud page for a link. The next set of tracks all come from Capcom games, and mostly arcade games at that. The first you may recognize from Darkstalkers 3. It is titled, hilariously, Fetus of God. It's Jedha's stage, and if this doesn't mean anything to you, please Google that, because the background visuals for this stage are some of the most disturbing you'll ever see in a video game. Right behind Fetus of God is Moonlight, Ibuki's stage from Street Fighter 3, Third Strike, and then the Subway Park stage theme from the first Final Fight game. Have a listen. We'll be right back. That five-track set closed out with Scala, which is Rose's theme from Street Fighter Alpha 3, and finally the least obviously animal-themed track from Mega Man X, Boomer Kowanger. All the bosses in Mega Man X games are based on real-life animals, with a few exceptions, and you can usually figure out what animal it is just by looking at it, but Boomer Kowanger, which I never get tired of saying, is a stag beetle and one of the more confusing bosses if you don't speak Japanese. Boomer Kowanger. I just wanted to say it again. That track by Yuko Takahara really rocks, actually, and it's probably the best music ever written about stag beetles. So, go stag beetles. Now, 10 official episodes into this podcast, I'm finally giving Sega some serious representation. I'm starting this set with a medley of two tracks from the original Sonic the Hedgehog, Spring Yard Zone and Starlight Zone, composed by Masato Nakamura. And from there, you'll hear music from Streets of Rage, Toe Jam and Earl, Rystar, and more. But I'm happy to start with Spring Yard Zone. Even as a lifer Nintendo kid, the opening to the Spring Yard Zone theme is still incredibly transportative for me. It's everything I like about 90s video games, and here we go. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
So this block closed out with two games that are maybe not quite as familiar as Sonic the Hedgehog or Toe Jam and Earl, but which have great soundtracks. Third to last was Silex Stage from the 1994 32X game Cosmic Carnage, composed by the great Hikoshi Hashimoto. And then there was Beyond the Galaxy from Galaxy Force 2. And then finally there was Wolf's Theme from the original Virtua Fighter, and I actually don't know where I'd put that game on the Obscura-meter today. It was a big deal during the 90s, but certainly doesn't seem to have the presence that like a Tekken or even a Killer Instinct would have today. I don't care what anyone says, polygons are beautiful. What you're getting next is a drunk drawer of a mix, and I kind of like it all the better for that. I actually love every track in here, and I feel like there was something fun and loose in throwing a bunch of stuff together regardless of age or genre. You're going to start out with a Delling City theme from Final Fantasy VIII, but then you're going to hear music from the Super NES game Flashback, from the Neo Geo title Fatal Fury 3, from the NES Capcom title Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers 2, and even Phantasy Star 4, which, yes, I could have put in the Sega section, but I'm putting here because it's my podcast. I think all these fit my theme of Big City at Night, more or less. Tell me if you think I captured that. We'll be right back. by the way, those last two tracks were Act 4 Part 2 from the original NES Ninja Gaiden, and then a combo from Chrono Trigger, Ruins of Lab 16 and then Remains of the Factory, both of which come from the deeply dystopic future area of that game. That brings us to the last block of songs in this episode. You maybe saw this coming because it's the most obvious genre for driving in a big city at night. Racing games. Have a listen to tracks from Outrun, Racing Hero, and more. A heads up if you're a Final Fantasy fan, the second track, Sunset Coastline, is from Rad Racer by Nobuo Uematsu, mastermind of the Final Fantasy sound. And that game was released just a few months before Final Fantasy hit shelves in Japan. So, ponder that. We'll be right back. The last track you heard, by the way, was Horizon Chase by the Scottish composer Barry Leach from the 1992 Super NES game Top Gear. As a lover of 80s music, I have to say this really hits me in my synthy heart. And leading into that song, you heard a three-track melody from the 1988 Taito arcade game Chase HQ, composed by Takami Asano. This episode was produced by me, Drew Mackey. If you have any questions about anything you heard in this episode, check out our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.com/singingmountain. Also, listen to our previous episodes. Also, listen to my other podcast, We Are Not Young Anymore. It's me and my co-host talking about movies we loved back when we were young. If you like this podcast, give us a rate and review on iTunes. And if you're looking for a way to subscribe, you can subscribe on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, Stitcher, all the other places you would normally find podcasts. If you want to yell at me on social media, the easiest way to do that is on Twitter at Drew G. Mackey, M-A-C-K-I-E. And that's it. I hope I created a mood and maybe made you think of how it can be kind of beautiful to drive around a big city at night. In theory, I live in a big city and I sometimes drive at night, and I can tell you it kind of sucks, but maybe envision the platonic ideal of driving around a big city at night with pretty lights and maybe less honking. I'm going to give you one more track. It's called Drifting Away. It's from WarioWare Mega Micro Games, where the last S is a dollar sign for some reason, which was composed by Ryoji Yoshitomi and Kyoko Miyamoto. It actually plays during the dribble and spit sequence, where you're spending time with these two cabbies who are actually driving around a big city, and it's catchy, maybe a little lighter than everything else I've played, but nice note to end on. I hope you enjoy. See ya.